Okay, Brahmakund, the board. Someone kind of asked with a doubtful face, but if ISKCON Stockholm puts this house into a foundation, then they just give it away. That means we don't own it anymore. Who then owns it? And I can understand that doubt. And that's the thing, that when you deal with these kind of things like a rental property, it's corporate stuff. You need to know something about running companies and corporations and real estate businesses, which it is. And so what the answer is this, that a foundation, stiftelse in Swedish, it owns itself. It's not owned by anyone. And if that sounds impersonal, because actually it is its own person, legally speaking. If that sounds impersonal, then you may, of course, ask, but where are the people? Who are the, must be people there running it. Yes, but they don't own it. It owns itself. And they are simply employed by that foundation to do the job that the founder had decided that the foundation should do. And if they don't do that, then anyone, in this case, of course, especially the tenants, the Vaishnavas renting apartments in that building that the foundation, the board of the foundation, is duty-bound to uphold proper living standard, according to Swedish standards, safely and nicely for Vaishnava devotees. In other words, for those who live there. So it depends fully on what is written in the constitution of that foundation. And the board is duty bound. In other words, they are not power people. They don't decide, they don't own, they don't control. So there is no reason for fights about control. Which means you can't just take it over. Because you are sitting in the board. The board, of course, controls the activities of the foundation, but it's controlled in its turn by the rules, the bylaws for that foundation created by the founder, which is this, in this case is ISKCON Stockholm. And therefore we said that yes, it should then also naturally, or could, in my opinion, be included there in the bylaws for that foundation that the lower floor here of the building where there's a temple room and a kitchen should be allotted to and as rooms of, you know, localities of worship for the International Society for Krishna Consciousness in Stockholm, ISKCON Stockholm, not someone else. In other words, from the viewpoint of ISKCON Stockholm, things look exactly the same, and that non-profit group, ISKCON Stockholm, which is more like a club in Sweden, can peacefully and also how to say, safely and without heavy responsibilities on their shoulders of properties and this and that, continue what is Stockholm is doing now. But is its own, takes care of itself, is founded, well, is done, carried out by the members. That's how it is in Sweden with föreningar, and financed by the members. And therefore makes a budget accordingly. You want to make a Rattaratra festival? Yes, let's collect for it. That's how you do it. That's how we did it in Gothenburg. Because actually what we did in Gothenburg, I was temple president there. We had a building about as big as this one, a little bigger maybe. And it was a little different, but much the same actually, because the first floor was a temple floor. There were the temple room, offices, kitchen, common bath for the brahmacharis, the men. And then on the bottom floor we had ashrams. One side brahmacharini ashram, another side brahmachari ashram. I had my room down there as well. And then we had on the upper floor, apartments. Little apartments, but still. And they had their own kitchen corner and a bath. And nice standard, as far as I think. Better than I had down in the basement. And they paid rent. But then it was my duty to make sure that their apartments lived up to the standard of them, lived up to the level of the rent. And yes, we discussed it and we all agreed on it, that we can add 1,000 or so on each rent, which is a little, I mean, it was voluntary tax, you could say it, or donation to the temple, because of course, they could come down and take prasadam with all of us. But in above that, they were independent. And I wanted it like that, because in this way, I was not responsible for their lives. Families with children and, you know, people older than I am. I was. So, such responsibilities, it adds a weight to your shoulders. Now, so we thought this is a good idea. We have the temple down here and we kind of separate the two. It was still ISKCON that owned. That was also we first wanted to buy the neighbor house. And ISKCON Gothenburg would own it, but well, anyway, then had to manage both of those, and they were easy to handle because, well, we had good devotees there and knew what they were doing, and the house was in very good condition, so no problems really. But I guess I was lucky. And here the situation is a little bit more complicated, but similar in that way. Because, and I see also in hindsight, if we would have made the building into a foundation, it would still be there, run by a board. To provide living facilities for devotees in the temple there also. So it's also something that adds stability to a project. And as I said to some devotee who came here, we're talking through the window, I think it was Amarendra, yeah. Don't even think about, because some come and say you should sell the house, buy another place, better, which is ridiculous. It was beautiful when it was renovated from complete scrap. I mean, anyone would have torn this down, but the devotees have practically built a new building inside, on this building, with devotional service. It's Krishna's house. It's important. It's our home. It's my home, 25 years back, and home of my children. And so for many of it, we are old now, some of us living here. And we have served ISKCON Sweden for our entire lives. Maybe not good enough for some, but, well, at the end of life, if you want to sum things up and see who did the most, then yeah, up to you. But I respect any devotee, small or big, whatever that means anyway. So again, Vaishnava Seva, respectful, serving the devotees, a beautiful opportunity here. And I think this is a good example, serving as an example for how things need to be set up in order to work. And I would say, and I can challenge anyone who opposes me here, that give us a chance with this place. It's not so much more, many more other options anymore, to develop this in this way, which, I mean, we are quite a few devotees in Sweden who agree upon is the way to go and what we should have done from the very beginning. Building ISKCON as a friendship group, intresseorganisation, fraternity, bringing the members closer to each other, as Prabhupada said there in those 7 points in two places. So, as we said, go back and do it right. And here is a chance. And I don't think it's a very controversial suggestion that we are coming with here, to simply follow that what Krishna says. If you call yourself a devotee of me, you're not my devotee, but if you call yourself a devotee of my devotee, then you're my devotee. Hare Krishna.